The Negotiation Book, Your Definitive Guide to Successful Negotiating. By Steve Gates. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Negotiation Book, Your Definitive Guide to Successful Negotiating by Steve Gates is a comprehensive guide to the art of negotiation. It provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to become successful negotiators. The book is divided into three parts. The first part covers the basics of negotiation, including the different types of negotiation, the importance of preparation, and the different strategies and tactics used in negotiation. The second part focuses on the practical aspects of negotiation, such as how to handle difficult situations, how to use power and influence, and how to create win-win solutions. The third part provides readers with a range of case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed in the book. The Negotiation Book begins by discussing the different types of negotiation, including distributive, integrative, and collaborative negotiation. It then explains the importance of preparation, including researching the other party, understanding their interests, and developing a strategy. The book also covers the different strategies and tactics used in negotiation, such as the use of power and influence, the use of persuasion, and the use of negotiation styles. It also discusses the importance of communication and how to handle difficult situations. The second part of the book focuses on the practical aspects of negotiation. It covers topics such as how to create win-win solutions, how to use power and influence, and how to handle difficult situations. It also provides readers with a range of case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed in the book. The Negotiation Book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator. It provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to become successful negotiators, as well as a range of case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed in the book. It is an essential guide for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your negotiation position. It is important to understand your own position and objectives before entering into a negotiation. This will help you to be better prepared and more confident when negotiating. Main idea number 2. Know your counterparty. Researching the other party and understanding their interests and objectives is essential for successful negotiations. Knowing their motivations and goals will help you to craft a better deal. Main idea number 3. Set the tone. Establishing a positive tone for the negotiation is important for creating an atmosphere of trust and cooperation. This will help to ensure that both parties are comfortable and willing to work together. Main idea number 4. Listen and ask questions. Listening to the other party and asking questions is essential for understanding their interests and objectives. This will help you to craft a better deal that meets both parties' needs. Main idea number 5. Make proposals. Making proposals is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to make proposals that are reasonable and that address the interests of both parties. Main idea number 6. Negotiate in good faith. Negotiating in good faith is essential for successful negotiations. This means being honest and transparent about your interests and objectives and being willing to compromise. Main idea number 7. Manage conflict. Conflict is inevitable in negotiations. It is important to manage conflict in a constructive way and to focus on finding solutions that meet both parties' needs. Main idea number 8. Understand the power of leverage. Leverage is an important tool in negotiations. It is important to understand how to use leverage to your advantage and to be aware of the other party's leverage. Main idea number 9. Use creative problem solving. Creative problem solving is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to think outside the box and to come up with creative solutions that meet both parties' needs. Main idea number 10. Understand the value of time. Time is an important factor in negotiations. It is important to understand how to use time to your advantage and to be aware of the other party's timeline. Main idea number 11. Know when to walk away. Knowing when to walk away is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to understand when it is better to walk away from a deal than to accept a bad deal. Main idea number 12. Understand the role of emotions. Emotions can play an important role in negotiations. It is important to understand how to use emotions to your advantage and to be aware of the other party's emotions. Main idea number 13. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. It is important to understand how to use tactics effectively and to be aware of the other party's tactics. Main idea number 14. Prepare for negotiations. Preparation is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to prepare thoroughly and to be aware of the other party's preparation. Main idea number 15. Understand the role of culture. Culture can play an important role in negotiations. It is important to understand how culture can affect negotiations and to be aware of the other party's culture. Main idea number 16. Use negotiation strategies. Negotiation strategies can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. It is important to understand how to use strategies effectively and to be aware of the other party's strategies. Main idea number 17. Understand the role of technology. Technology can play an important role in negotiations. It is important to understand how technology can affect negotiations and to be aware of the other party's use of technology. Main idea number 18. Know when to make concessions. Knowing when to make concessions is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to understand when it is better to make concessions than to hold out for a better deal. Main idea number 19. Understand the role of negotiation styles. Negotiation styles can play an important role in negotiations. It is important to understand how different styles can affect negotiations and to be aware of the other party's style. Main idea number 20. Know when to close the deal. Knowing when to close the deal is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to understand when it is better to close the deal than to continue negotiating. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your negotiation position is essential to successful negotiations. Before entering into a negotiation, it is important to take the time to consider your own objectives and interests. This will help you to be better prepared and more confident when negotiating. It is also important to understand the other party's interests and objectives, as this will help you to identify areas of common ground and potential areas of compromise. When preparing for a negotiation, it is important to consider the power dynamics between the parties. This will help you to understand the relative strengths and weaknesses of each party and how this may affect the negotiation. It is also important to consider the resources available to each party, such as time, money, and information. This will help you to understand the limits of what can be achieved in the negotiation. Finally, it is important to consider the environment in which the negotiation will take place. This will help you to understand the potential risks and rewards of the negotiation, as well as the potential strategies that may be employed. By understanding your own position and objectives, as well as the other party's interests and objectives, you will be better prepared to enter into a successful negotiation. Main idea number 2. Know your counterparty is an essential concept for successful negotiations. It is important to research the other party and understand their interests and objectives before entering into negotiations. Knowing their motivations and goals will help you to craft a better deal. It is important to understand the other party's needs and interests, as well as their strengths and weaknesses. This will help you to identify areas of common ground and potential areas of compromise. It is also important to understand the other party's negotiating style and tactics, so that you can anticipate their moves and be prepared to respond accordingly. Knowing your counterparty will help you to craft a deal that is beneficial to both parties and will help to ensure a successful negotiation. In addition to researching the other party, it is important to be prepared for the negotiation. This includes having a clear understanding of your own interests and objectives, as well as a strategy for achieving them. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and objectives, so that you can craft a deal that meets both parties' needs. Being prepared for the negotiation will help you to be more confident and assertive in the negotiation process. Know your counterparty is an essential concept for successful negotiations. It is important to research the other party and understand their interests and objectives before entering into negotiations. Knowing their motivations and goals will help you to craft a better deal. It is important to understand the other party's needs and interests, as well as their strengths and weaknesses. This will help you to identify areas of common ground and potential areas of compromise. It is also important to understand the other party's negotiating style and tactics, so that you can anticipate their moves and be prepared to respond accordingly. Knowing your counterparty will help you to craft a deal that is beneficial to both parties and will help to ensure a successful negotiation. Main idea number 3. Setting the tone for a negotiation is essential for creating an atmosphere of trust and cooperation. It is important to ensure that both parties feel comfortable and willing to work together. This can be done by being respectful and open to the other party's ideas and opinions. It is also important to be clear about expectations and goals, and to be willing to compromise. Additionally, it is important to be honest and transparent throughout the negotiation process. This will help to build trust and ensure that both parties are on the same page. Finally, it is important to be patient and understanding, and to be willing to listen to the other party's perspective. By setting the tone for a positive negotiation, both parties can work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 4. Listening and asking questions is an important part of successful negotiation. By listening to the other party, you can gain insight into their interests and objectives. This will help you to create a deal that meets both parties' needs. Asking questions can also help you to identify areas of agreement and disagreement, as well as uncover any potential areas of compromise. Additionally, it can help you to better understand the other party's perspective and build trust. Asking questions can also help you to clarify any misunderstandings and ensure that both parties are on the same page. Ultimately, listening and asking questions can help you to create a better deal that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 5. Making proposals is an essential part of the negotiation process. It is important to craft proposals that are reasonable and that take into account the interests of both parties. Proposals should be tailored to the specific situation and should be based on the interests of both parties. It is important to consider the interests of both parties when making proposals, as this will help to ensure that the proposals are mutually beneficial. Additionally, it is important to ensure that the proposals are realistic and achievable. When making proposals, it is important to be clear and concise. It is also important to be open to compromise and to be willing to make concessions. It is important to be flexible and to be willing to adjust the proposals as needed. Additionally, it is important to be prepared to negotiate and to be willing to make counterproposals. Finally, it is important to be patient and to be willing to take the time to discuss and negotiate the proposals. Making proposals is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to make proposals that are reasonable and that address the interests of both parties. By taking the time to craft proposals that are tailored to the specific situation and that take into account the interests of both parties, it is possible to create proposals that are mutually beneficial and that can lead to successful negotiations. Main idea number 6. Negotiating in good faith is essential for successful negotiations. This means being honest and transparent about your interests and objectives and being willing to compromise. It is important to remember that negotiation is a two-way process and that both parties should be willing to give and take in order to reach an agreement. It is also important to be respectful of the other party's interests and to be open to their ideas and suggestions. Negotiating in good faith means being willing to listen to the other party's point of view and to consider their interests and objectives. It also means being willing to make concessions and to compromise in order to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiating in good faith is essential for successful negotiations and can help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. When negotiating in good faith, it is important to be aware of the other party's interests and objectives and to be willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement. It is also important to be respectful of the other party's interests and to be open to their ideas and suggestions. Negotiating in good faith means being willing to listen to the other party's point of view and to consider their interests and objectives. It also means being willing to make concessions and to compromise in order to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiating in good faith is essential for successful negotiations and can help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. Negotiating in good faith also means being willing to take risks and to be flexible in order to reach an agreement. It is important to be willing to explore different options and to be open to new ideas. Negotiating in good faith means being willing to take risks and to be flexible in order to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiating in good faith is essential for successful negotiations and can help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 7. Managing conflict in negotiations is essential for achieving a successful outcome. Conflict can arise from differences in opinion, interests, or goals. It is important to recognize and address these conflicts in a constructive way. This means focusing on finding solutions that meet both parties' needs, rather than trying to win the negotiation. It is also important to remain open to compromise and to be willing to make concessions. By managing conflict in a constructive way, both parties can come away from the negotiation feeling satisfied with the outcome. When managing conflict, it is important to remain calm and professional. It is also important to listen to the other party's perspective and to be willing to consider their point of view. This can help to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding. It is also important to be clear and direct in your communication and to avoid making assumptions or jumping to conclusions. By taking these steps, you can ensure that the negotiation process is productive and that both parties are able to reach an agreement that meets their needs. Main idea number 8. Leverage is a powerful tool in negotiations. It is the ability to use something to your advantage in order to gain an advantage in the negotiation. Leverage can be used to increase the value of an offer, to gain concessions, or to gain an advantage in the negotiation. It is important to understand how to use leverage to your advantage and to be aware of the other party's leverage. When using leverage, it is important to understand the other party's interests and objectives. This will help you to identify areas where you can use leverage to your advantage. For example, if the other party is interested in a particular outcome, you can use leverage to increase the value of your offer or to gain concessions. It is also important to understand the other party's leverage. This will help you to identify areas where you can use your leverage to gain an advantage. For example, if the other party has a strong bargaining position, you can use your leverage to gain concessions or to increase the value of your offer. Finally, it is important to understand the power of leverage. Leverage can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations and to increase the value of an offer. It is important to understand how to use leverage to your advantage and to be aware of the other party's leverage. By understanding the power of leverage, you can use it to your advantage in negotiations and to gain an advantage in the negotiation. Main idea number 9. Creative problem solving is an essential tool for successful negotiations. It involves thinking outside the box and coming up with creative solutions that meet both parties' needs. Creative problem solving requires the negotiator to be open-minded and to consider all possible solutions. It also requires the negotiator to be flexible and willing to compromise. Creative problem solving can help negotiators to come up with solutions that are mutually beneficial and that can help to resolve conflicts. It can also help negotiators to come up with innovative solutions that can help to move the negotiation forward. Creative problem solving is an important skill for successful negotiations and can help negotiators to reach a successful outcome. When using creative problem solving, it is important to consider all possible solutions and to be open to different ideas. It is also important to be willing to compromise and to be flexible. Negotiators should also be willing to take risks and to think outside the box. Creative problem solving can help negotiators to come up with solutions that are mutually beneficial and that can help to resolve conflicts. It can also help negotiators to come up with innovative solutions that can help to move the negotiation forward. Creative problem solving is an important skill for successful negotiations and can help negotiators to reach a successful outcome. Negotiators should be open-minded and willing to consider all possible solutions. They should also be willing to compromise and to be flexible. Negotiators should also be willing to take risks and to think outside the box. By using creative problem solving, negotiators can come up with solutions that are mutually beneficial and that can help to resolve conflicts. Main idea number 10. Understanding the value of time is essential in negotiations. Time can be used to your advantage, as it can help you to gain leverage and create pressure on the other party. It is important to be aware of the other party's timeline and to use it to your advantage. For example, if the other party is under a tight deadline, you can use this to your advantage by offering a quick resolution or a time-sensitive deal. On the other hand, if you are the one under a tight deadline, you can use this to your advantage by pushing for a quick resolution or a time-sensitive deal. Time can also be used to create a sense of urgency. By setting a deadline for the negotiation, you can create a sense of urgency and pressure on the other party to come to an agreement. This can be especially effective if the other party is not motivated to reach an agreement. It is also important to be aware of the other party's timeline and to use it to your advantage. For example, if the other party is under a tight deadline, you can use this to your advantage by offering a quick resolution or a time-sensitive deal. On the other hand, if you are the one under a tight deadline, you can use this to your advantage by pushing for a quick resolution or a time-sensitive deal. Finally, it is important to be aware of the other party's timeline and to use it to your advantage. By understanding the value of time, you can use it to your advantage and create leverage in negotiations. This can help you to reach a successful agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 11. Knowing when to walk away is an essential part of the negotiation process. It is important to recognize when a deal is not in your best interest and to be willing to walk away from it. Walking away from a bad deal can be difficult, but it is often the best decision. It is important to understand the value of the deal and to be willing to walk away if it does not meet your needs. When deciding whether or not to walk away from a deal, it is important to consider the potential consequences of accepting a bad deal. It is important to weigh the potential benefits of the deal against the potential costs. If the potential costs outweigh the potential benefits, it is often better to walk away. It is also important to consider the impact of walking away on your reputation. If you walk away from a deal, it is important to do so in a professional manner. It is also important to understand the other party's perspective. It is important to understand their needs and interests and to be willing to compromise if necessary. If the other party is unwilling to compromise, it may be better to walk away. It is important to remember that walking away does not necessarily mean that the deal is over. It may be possible to come back to the negotiation table at a later date and reach an agreement. Knowing when to walk away is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to understand when it is better to walk away from a deal than to accept a bad deal. Walking away from a bad deal can be difficult, but it is often the best decision. It is important to consider the potential consequences of accepting a bad deal and to be willing to walk away if it does not meet your needs. Main idea number 12. Understanding the role of emotions in negotiations is essential for successful outcomes. Emotions can be used to your advantage, as they can help to create a sense of trust and understanding between the parties. They can also be used to influence the other party's decision-making process. For example, if you are able to make the other party feel comfortable and secure, they may be more likely to agree to your terms. On the other hand, if you are able to make the other party feel uncomfortable or threatened, they may be less likely to agree to your terms. It is also important to be aware of the other party's emotions. If you can sense that the other party is feeling anxious or frustrated, you may be able to adjust your approach to make them feel more comfortable. This could involve using a softer tone of voice, being more patient, or offering more concessions. By understanding the role of emotions in negotiations, you can use them to your advantage and create a more successful outcome. Main idea number 13. Negotiation tactics are strategies used to gain an advantage in negotiations. They can be used to gain concessions, to influence the other party's decision-making process, or to create a favorable outcome. Tactics can be used to gain leverage, to create a sense of urgency, or to create a win-win situation. It is important to understand how to use tactics effectively and to be aware of the other party's tactics. One of the most important tactics is to be prepared. Before entering into negotiations, it is important to research the other party, understand their interests, and develop a strategy. It is also important to understand the other party's objectives and to be aware of their tactics. Another important tactic is to be flexible. Negotiations are dynamic and it is important to be able to adjust to changing circumstances. It is also important to be able to recognize when the other party is using a tactic and to be able to respond appropriately. Finally, it is important to be patient. Negotiations can take time and it is important to be patient and to be willing to work through any issues that arise. It is also important to be willing to compromise and to be open to different solutions. By understanding and using negotiation tactics effectively, it is possible to gain an advantage in negotiations and to create a successful outcome. Main idea number 14. Preparing for negotiations is essential for achieving successful outcomes. It is important to take the time to thoroughly prepare and to be aware of the other party's preparation. This includes researching the other party, understanding their interests and objectives, and anticipating their strategies. It is also important to consider the context of the negotiation, such as the environment, the timing, and the potential for future negotiations. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential outcomes of the negotiation and to develop strategies to achieve the desired outcome. When preparing for negotiations, it is important to consider the interests of both parties. This includes understanding the other party's interests, objectives, and strategies. It is also important to consider the context of the negotiation, such as the environment, the timing, and the potential for future negotiations. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential outcomes of the negotiation and to develop strategies to achieve the desired outcome. It is also important to consider the potential for compromise and to develop strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This includes understanding the other party's interests, objectives, and strategies, as well as considering the potential for compromise. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential outcomes of the negotiation and to develop strategies to achieve the desired outcome. Finally, it is important to consider the potential for conflict and to develop strategies to manage it. This includes understanding the other party's interests, objectives, and strategies, as well as considering the potential for conflict. Additionally, it is important to consider the potential outcomes of the negotiation and to develop strategies to achieve the desired outcome. Main idea number 15. Culture can have a significant impact on negotiations. It is important to understand the role of culture in negotiations and to be aware of the other party's culture. Different cultures have different values, beliefs, and expectations, and these can affect the way negotiations are conducted. For example, some cultures may place a greater emphasis on relationships and trust, while others may focus more on the details of the negotiation. It is important to be aware of these differences and to adjust your approach accordingly. In addition, different cultures may have different expectations about the negotiation process. For example, some cultures may prefer a more direct approach, while others may prefer a more indirect approach. It is important to understand the expectations of the other party and to adjust your approach accordingly. Understanding the role of culture in negotiations can help you to be more successful in your negotiations. Finally, it is important to be aware of the cultural norms and expectations of the other party. This can help you to better understand their perspective and to be more successful in your negotiations. By understanding the role of culture in negotiations, you can be better prepared to negotiate effectively and to reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 16. Negotiation strategies are essential for successful negotiations. They can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations and to ensure that both parties come away with a satisfactory outcome. Negotiation strategies can be divided into two main categories, hard and soft. Hard strategies involve taking a firm stance and making demands, while soft strategies involve compromise and collaboration. When using negotiation strategies, it is important to understand the other party's interests and objectives. This will help you to identify areas of common ground and to develop strategies that will benefit both parties. It is also important to be aware of the other party's strategies and to be prepared to counter them. It is also important to be aware of the different types of negotiation strategies. These include distributive bargaining, integrative bargaining, and principled negotiation. Distributive bargaining involves making demands and trying to get the best deal possible. Integrative bargaining involves finding common ground and working together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Principled negotiation involves focusing on interests rather than positions and finding solutions that are fair and reasonable for both parties. Negotiation strategies can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations and to ensure that both parties come away with a satisfactory outcome. It is important to understand the other party's interests and objectives, to be aware of the other party's strategies, and to be familiar with the different types of negotiation strategies. By using these strategies effectively, you can ensure that you get the best deal possible. Main idea number 17. Technology can be a powerful tool in negotiations, allowing parties to communicate more effectively and efficiently. It can also provide access to information that can be used to inform decisions and strategies. For example, technology can be used to research the other party's interests and objectives, to track progress and to store and share documents. It can also be used to facilitate communication between parties, such as through video conferencing or instant messaging. However, it is important to be aware of the potential risks associated with technology. For example, the use of technology can create a false sense of security, leading to a lack of trust between parties. It can also lead to misunderstandings or miscommunication, as well as the potential for data breaches or other security issues. It is important to be aware of the other party's use of technology and to ensure that any technology used is secure and appropriate for the negotiation. In order to make the most of technology in negotiations, it is important to understand how it can be used to facilitate communication, research, and document sharing. It is also important to be aware of the potential risks associated with technology and to ensure that any technology used is secure and appropriate for the negotiation. Main idea number 18. Making concessions is an important part of the negotiation process. It is important to understand when it is better to make concessions than to hold out for a better deal. Concessions can be made in order to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. It is important to consider the interests of both parties and to make concessions that are reasonable and fair. When making concessions, it is important to consider the interests of both parties. It is important to understand the other party's needs and to make concessions that are beneficial to both parties. It is also important to consider the impact of the concessions on the overall negotiation. Concessions should be made in a way that does not weaken the overall negotiation. It is also important to consider the timing of making concessions. It is important to make concessions at the right time in order to maximize the benefit of the concessions. It is also important to consider the impact of the concessions on the overall negotiation. Making concessions too early can weaken the overall negotiation, while making concessions too late can lead to a stalemate. Finally, it is important to understand when it is better to make concessions than to hold out for a better deal. Making concessions can be beneficial if it leads to an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. However, it is important to consider the impact of the concessions on the overall negotiation and to make concessions at the right time. Main idea number 19. Negotiation styles can have a significant impact on the outcome of a negotiation. Different styles can be used to achieve different goals, and it is important to understand the different styles and how they can be used to your advantage. The most common negotiation styles are distributive, integrative, and collaborative. Distributive negotiation is a win-lose approach, where one party is trying to get the most out of the negotiation while the other party is trying to get the least. Integrative negotiation is a win-win approach, where both parties are trying to find a mutually beneficial solution. Collaborative negotiation is a process of working together to find a solution that meets both parties' needs. It is important to understand the different negotiation styles and how they can be used to achieve different goals. It is also important to be aware of the other party's style and to be prepared to adjust your own style to accommodate theirs. By understanding the different negotiation styles and being aware of the other party's style, you can increase your chances of achieving a successful outcome. Main idea number 20. Knowing when to close the deal is an essential part of the negotiation process. It is important to recognize when it is better to close the deal than to continue negotiating. When the parties have reached an agreement that is satisfactory to both sides, it is time to close the deal. It is important to remember that the negotiation process is not a competition, and that both parties should be satisfied with the outcome. When closing the deal, it is important to be clear and concise. Make sure that all parties understand the terms of the agreement and that everyone is in agreement. It is also important to ensure that all parties are aware of the consequences of not following through with the agreement. This will help to ensure that the agreement is followed through on. It is also important to be aware of the other party's needs and interests. This will help to ensure that the agreement is fair and equitable for both parties. It is also important to be aware of the other party's timeline and to make sure that the agreement is completed in a timely manner. Finally, it is important to be aware of the legal implications of the agreement. Make sure that all parties understand the legal implications of the agreement and that all parties are in agreement with the terms. This will help to ensure that the agreement is legally binding and enforceable. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.